This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sunday marked the somber milestone of 500,000 deaths globally from COVID-19. In fact, that figure is now more than 501,000. It's a little more than a quarter of that in the United States. We're also seeing more than 10.1 million confirmed infections globally and more than 2.5 million in the U.S. The milestones come as many hard-hit countries ease their lockdown measures while making extensive alterations to the ways people plan to live and work. North America, Latin America, and Europe each account for around 25% of the cases, while Asia and the Middle East have around 11% and 9% respectively. That's according to a Reuters tally, which uses government reports. Just two countries account for over a third of all new cases over the past week. That's India and Brazil. They're both battling outbreaks of over 10,000 cases each day. Brazil has the third highest number of cases globally, and some researchers say the death toll in Latin America alone could rise over 380,000 by October. Some countries are also experiencing a resurgence in infections, leading authorities to partially reinstate lockdown measures and what experts say could be a recurring pattern in the coming months and into 2021. That's true in the United States, where several states at the center of a new surge of infections have taken steps back from efforts to ease restrictions on businesses. Countries including China, New Zealand, and Australia have seen new outbreaks in the past month. That is despite largely quashing local transmissions. Again, the number of people who have died from COVID-19 globally is now 500,000. It is about 2.5 million in the United States. This is VOA News. British Interior Minister Priti Patel spoke out against recent mass gatherings, which break social distancing measures imposed to counter coronavirus, speaking to the BBC's Andrew Marr. She cited demonstrations, illegal street parties, and Liverpool fans celebrating their team's Premier League title. And crowds are currently barred in Britain, but a spell of hot weather and an anticipation of planned easing of restrictions on July 4th have led some people to flout the rules, with crowded South Coast beaches and large gatherings in parks and open spaces. Easing of the country's lockdown measures to restart the badly damaged economy means bars and restaurants can reopen next month, which Patel said was part of a roadmap but must include strict social distancing guidelines. She warned the risk of a second wave of the virus causing further damage to the economy. Australia's second most populous state said on Monday that it's considering reimposing social distancing restrictions after the country reported its biggest one-day rise in new coronavirus infections in more than 2 months. While many states and territories have yet to report their latest numbers, Victoria said it detected 75 cases within a 24-hour period, enough to make it Australia's biggest daily outbreak since April 11th. The growing figures have stoked fears of a second wave in Australia after several weeks of fewer than 20 new cases a day. As cases have mounted, Victoria has embarked on a massive testing pattern, and the state's chief health officer said it's considering reimposing the social distancing restrictions. In May, Victoria, home to more than 6 million people, began lifting the restrictions imposed a month earlier to slow the spread of the virus. It has pledged to remove the bulk of restrictions by the end of July. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has called on states to continue easing those restrictions, insisting the country's economy cannot remain idled. With just over 4 months to go before Election Day, U.S. President Donald Trump is escalating his efforts to delegitimize that vote. He's made the claim that 2020 will be the most corrupt election in the history of the country. Mr. Trump spent much of 2016 going after the very process that ultimately put him in the White House. Some historians say such rhetoric from a sitting president is unprecedented, and election experts have repeatedly discredited his claims about widespread fraud in the mail-in voting process. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.